It is Friday, September 28th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information is available online at nwaonline.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, the intricacy of writing scrolls for the player piano. A new documentary about an Arkansas-born composer examines punching notes for a nearly forgotten instrument.
And more film. The Offshoot Film Fest is taking root in its third year. Plus, Kathy Thompson and Eugene Sargent mark an anniversary with steel, sweat, and memories.
But first, although voters this summer were not supportive of a millage increase that would have paid for a new high school in Bentonville, the school district is working toward a solution to its overcrowding problems. The district recently sent out nearly 9,000 pieces of mail to those who voted in the June election, asking why they either voted for or against the millage increase. Mary Lay, the district's director of communications and public relations, says the district has received close to 1,800 of those surveys back. Top reasons why survey respondents say they didn't support the millage include the $128 million price of the project, the impact the increase would have had on property taxes, and the cost of the athletics facility proposed in the plan. Those who voted for the millage plan, most of them said that they did so to resolve overcrowding problems. However, Lay says that most of the comments on the survey say that the millage increase was just too high.
And some wrote it very kindly and passionately, and some just were very almost angry about such a millage increase, and it really worried them, and they were really felt pretty stressed by what it would mean, impact on them financially and on what their tax increase would be. And someone felt the stress of the economic times. In fact, the fourth reason they voted against it was that they felt it was too tough of a time economically right now.
With a school board election over, Lay says she thinks that discussions will start soon about how to move forward with a new millage proposal. She says board members are likely to use the surveys to help them chart a course for the next millage campaign.
I think they clearly understand that the millage is too high, so they won't even try to go in that direction. But I think the solution will have to be very economic and streamlined, but which option will they go to streamline? I think the difficulty they have is what configuration, whether it be a ninth grade or a small high school or where it's located in town, whether to put ninth grade back in junior high. I think the configuration will be the challenging piece.
Mary Lay says that her email is publicly available on the Bentonville School District website for those who wish to submit suggestions.
Planners in Ozark are trying to get a road reopened that would allow access to the city's riverfront area. Sandy Key of Main Street Ozark says Oliver Street was open until about a decade ago, and when the Union Pacific Railroad removed the crossing on the street. Before that time, there were houses and the city dump on the street until the Army Corps of Engineers built the nearby lock and dam and flooded some of the riverfront area. But around 15 years ago, members of Main Street Ozark began attempts to revitalize the riverfront area. Key says the organization began by lighting the Arkansas River Bridge and by renovating the old railroad depot close to the river.
But we leased the property from the Corps of Engineers from behind our railroad depot all the way around Gar Creek and back behind the Butterball plant for the purposes of walking trails and riverfront development. And we did that in 2000. And about 2001 or two in that area, the road disappeared. The railroad took the city street out. We've been in negotiations back and forth with the railroad all this time to try to get access to the property that we have leased from the Corps of Engineers, and they're refusing to give it to us.
Key says the reason she has been given for the railroad's reluctance is that the crossing at Oliver Street would be a safety issue for the railroad, as the street meets a curve in the tracks, making it hard for passing trains to stop if a car is caught crossing the tracks.
They even came down and recommended another area, which we thought was fine, and so we raised the money to build the street back ourselves and build a dock. Then they told us they wanted safety gates, so we have the money now to build the safety gates and do everything they wanted, and we did the engineering that they needed, and now they say no again. So rather than do the alternative crossing that we were trying to cooperate with them by doing, we want them to open our street back up.
Key says up to 188 jobs could be created if Ozark's downtown redevelopment plans are fully realized. But she says development of the riverfront hinges on getting access to the property.
We have a private investor that's willing to build a marina, up to 110 boat slips, which would be on the south side of the river. But he's only wanting to do that contingent on getting access on the north side, which is where we are, so that he can offer that as an amenity to marina customers to be able to take their boats over to the dock and get out, come into town, you know, for dining and shopping. So that's contingent on this, as well as jobs filling up our downtown with new businesses.
Although several hundred thousand and maybe even more than $1 million have already been spent on redeveloping the area, Key says if access to the riverfront is unattainable, it will be money spent down the drain.
The Center for Health Professions at Northwest Arkansas Community College is getting a boost. Yesterday, officials from Washington Regional Medical Center announced a $250,000 gift to benefit the center. As a result, the nursing simulation lab on the first floor of the 83,000-square-foot center will be named after the hospital.
The Northwest Arkansas economy has made great strides in recovering from the recession that has plagued much of the nation and the world for the past few years. That's according to the second annual State of the Northwest Arkansas Region report released yesterday by the Center for Business and Economic Research in the University of Arkansas's Walton College of Business and by the Northwest Arkansas Council. According to the report, the past decade brought 25% employment growth, nearly 35% growth in the number of business establishments, and real gross domestic product growth of 37.5%. Kathy Deck of the Center for Business and Economic Research says Northwest Arkansas is in the enviable position of having had a strong economy before the recession hit.
While it's true that the recession did hurt us here in Northwest Arkansas, we still have a nice diversified employment base and very, very strong key industries, which means that as the recovery has happened nationally, we've been able to kind of get ahead of that curve and find ourselves, amazingly, with employment levels where they were before the recession came.
The Arkansas Medical Marijuana Act will indeed be placed before voters in a little over a month's time. Yesterday, the Arkansas Supreme Court denied a petition filed by the Coalition to Preserve Family Values. The petition asked that the court remove the act from the November ballot on grounds that the act's ballot title was legally insufficient and that the act would conflict with state and federal constitutions if enacted. The court disagreed, holding that the name and ballot title were honest and impartial means of presenting the measure to voters and that the measure was an adequate and fair representation of the issue.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for overcast conditions throughout the listening area with a 50 to 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms and lows in the 60s. Tomorrow we'll have overcast conditions with a 30% chance of rain and a high of 75 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a 60% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley with a high near 77. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s.